horses eat it.
I'm a deer hunter, how do you do? I got the deer hunting rapping tale for you. I'm so excited, it's my favorite time of year. I love to feast my bonds, chasing trophy deer. Wind was blowing 45, temp 30 below. I was freezing to death, then it started to snow. So I got down from the trees, then start heading for the truck. And that's when I seen it there, the 30-point buck.
30-point buck!
30-point buck. 30-point buck.
30-point buck.
30-point buck.
Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was a shaking on the ground. He was so rutiful, so beautiful. Strutted right out of my dreams. He was created by God, just for outdoor magazines. Now, I'm not much for thinking. No, I don't do it often, but I had an idea.
Yeah, what was that?
To put that 30-pointer right in his coffin. Yeah.
You get him there, Clyde.
Point buck.
I couldn't get to my grenades.
Yeah, right.
The howitzer was in the shop. My stomach was tied into a monkey knot. Yeah, my only hope was Betty Lou. She was the one. A combination AK-57 Uzi Raider laser triple barrel double scoped heat seeking shotgun. Yeah, the women clapping in the back there. I gotta make that. Well, he would come in for me, getting bigger and bigger, but my fingers were so frozen I couldn't pull the trigger. I kicked off my boots, fired with my big toe. I was Dirty Harry, John Wayne, and G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, that 30-point buck was only 10 feet away. Still, I couldn't seem to hit him, and he wouldn't run away. And after 20 minutes, when the smoke cleared, there were hunters on the ground in the world's biggest deer. Standing tall and proud, he looked at me and yawned. And then a flash of white, and
there he was,
gone.
Oh, it's all right, Clyde.
Well, seven men got up, and then one fell down. A big lump of blaze orange shaking on the ground. At first I thought he was one of the boys, but it was a no brother good-in-law of mine from Illinois.
Send him back on the next plane, you know.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer? As we jumped into the truck, then I'm gonna get that 30-point buck. Yeah, I'm gonna get that 30-point buck. I'm gonna get that 30-point buck.
30-point buck. 30-point buck. 30-point buck.
Welcome back, everyone. A little 30-point buck action, I have to say. I send that out to my buddy Joel Shipman up in Kirksville, Missouri, from his experience here in the Missouri Ozarks last weekend on that big Ozark Ridge overlooking Panther Holler, where he almost took the 30-point buck if he had just pulled the trigger. This segment here is brought to you by Wilderness Roast Coffee. And I have an interview that we're going to play. Maddie's going to play back in studio with Jim Covington. This is great coffee, boys and girls. You need to get you some of this stuff. We have really, really wore out that coffee pot. Of course, you usually do in deer camp. Having a great deer camp, coming to you live from the ridge in the Missouri Ozarks River Hills, overlooking the Jack's Fork River. And now we're going to kick it over to Maddie G. and going to play a little Jim Covington and give you a little information on how you get some of this coffee. On the line with us, we got our Thomas Coffee Guru, the man, the legend, the myth. Hey, Jimmy boy, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Chris and Maddie.
Glad you could join us today. Let's talk a little bit about Thomas Coffee. Lots of cool stuff going on. You guys have been a great sponsor of the show, and want to tell my listeners you're one of the main reasons they're able to get this show on Saturday mornings. Thomas Coffee, how long have you guys been in the St. Louis area? How long has Thomas Coffee been in business?
Well, we can actually trace our roots back to 1905, but as Thomas Coffee, it's been since 1985.
Right here in St. Louis, what's going on with, what's the latest deal?
Well, right now, we have started offering it in a 12-ounce bag. For people who, you know, want to use it at home, nice and convenient. It's just like any other kind of coffee you buy. That you can get at, you know, www.thomascoffee.com. And we've also just come out with a single serve under the Thomas flag that's available now at all the Deerberg stores. So that's a pretty big step. It'll work in any Keurig. And one of the things about ours is it's 100% recyclable. And that was the biggest beef at one time about those single serve. You know, they were cluttering up the landfills. So those are two pretty big things that have happened recently. And, of course, we still have, you know, the single packets of the Wilderness Roast available.
Right. That's the camo packet?
Yeah, the camo packet. That's correct.
And, for those who look for it on the website.
Yeah. And Brian from Ray Ray's Barbecue has them in his store down in Kabul.
Oh, he has a nice display.
Yeah,
he has a
good
display. I saw those.
Yeah, so it's available down there for any of the listeners in that area.
Yeah, that's perfect.
You know, we try to use the best beans that we get our hands on. We get them from Costa Rica and from Colombia, and they're called Arabica beans because they're grown at a higher altitude than a lot of the other coffees you get. And it gives it a good, full, rich flavor. And, you know, we try to supply the best quality we can.
Okay. All right. I got a question. My wife wanted me to ask the coffee man a question this morning. You have these in individual packs. They're ready for a pot. But there seems to be a lot of controversy out there. What makes a good pot of coffee? If you were to buy a can of Thomas coffee, how many scoops or how big a scoop? What makes the perfect pot of coffee? How do you measure that? Some say less. Some say more coffee makes it more flavorful and it cuts the bitterness. You tell us.
Generally, one scoop for every cup that you're going to make. Now, you know, some of the coffee makers say, oh, they're 10 cups, but you know that it's 4 cups by the time you fill up a mug. So in that case, I'd put 4 scoops in. If you've got one that's a little bit bigger, put in 5. And after 2 or 3 pots, you'll have it down perfect.
You hit a home run with our media people. They descended on the Missouri Ozarks for our spring outdoor media hunt. We had a large camp this year. We came in separate groups, but still was, you know, ended up like, you know, 18 people in and out of there for the hunt, and had my big coffee maker and Jim. Awesome. I mean, they couldn't stop talking about the coffee. And, you know, a hunting camp early in the morning when you're rousing them out of bed at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and they got to grab some coffee, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a real good thing. And I did get some emails from a few of them telling me that they really liked it. So I appreciate you using it at your camps, Ray. That really puts the word out there.
Oh, it really does, and they enjoy it, you know, and I love watching. You know, I'm not making any sales pitch here. I watched one of my people that come in that hasn't had the coffee, and they love their morning coffee, and I watched them. I just watched them. I make sure I'm right there at the coffee maker when I pour them their first cup and watch the reaction when they drink the coffee. I'm serious.
Yeah.
It's funny, and you see they'll look, and they'll look again. They'll take another taste, and then they'll say, what is this?
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah. You know, we've got a place in Kirkwood called Spencer's Grill. It's been there forever. It's a landmark.
Yeah.
And they use strictly our coffee, and they said that the customers come in specifically for the coffee. I mean,
that
it is
so,
so
cool.
Good. It's not. It doesn't burn your stomach up later with acid or anything. You can drink it all day if you want.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff.
Well,
all right, anything else for us,
Jim? I appreciate everything you do for us, Ray. You guys have really helped us out a lot.
And we're going to do a lot more, my friend. We got lots going on. I tell you, we talked about it last year when he was on the show, but it is pretty funny when you loaded me up when I went down to the NWTF National Convention and then doing the music, Bad to the Bone, and throwing coffee packets out. And this year was even better because Tony Caggiano had a clown mask on, and so did Brian Clark, and they come out from behind the screen throwing Z-Max packages and Wilderness Roast Coffee to the audience, and they absolutely tore the house down. They love that.
That's fantastic. Well, I thank
good
you,
stuff.
Sir.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. You have a great summer. Looking forward to seeing you here real soon, okay? And thanks for getting on the show with us. Hey, give us out that website one more time.
It's www.thomascoffee.com.
That's awesome.
All
thanks,
right,
Jim.
Thanks. See you
appreciate
guys.
Appreciate you, brother.
Bye-bye.
Great weekend. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Sleep with Boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands.